Okay, let's have a word of prayer and then we'll begin. Father, we thank you for the fact that you've given us your word and you've given us ways to deal with various difficult situations in life, and you've given us hope for victory in difficult times, and we thank you for that. Thank you for the fact that you love us. You've prepared a way for us to enter into heaven. You also want us to live this life in a way that honors you and that demonstrates the validity and the reality of a life with you and a relationship with you. We ask that you'll bless tonight as we talk about this topic. Help us to understand the great hope that you have as we prepare for dealing with crisis to have victory in a way that pleases you, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. They're having a fire drill at your work, and someone near you collapses. Somebody else quickly evaluates the person, starts CPR. By the time the ambulance arrives, a heartbeat is present and the person is breathing as a result of the CPR. However, in the emergency room, as soon as they get the person transferred to the cart and connected to a monitor, the heart stops. Immediately, the doctor, the ER personnel, start advanced cardiac life support. And they go through the protocol that they have. Happily, the person survives and is ultimately released from the hospital and back to work. Now, why do I do that? Why do I tell you that? Well, our culture works very hard and has worked very hard and has invested huge amounts of time and energy into helping people with the physical aspects of various crisis in their life, and we have fire drills, we have CPR, we have advanced cardiac life support, advanced trauma life support, disaster drills. We have all of these things in our communities, and those do decrease loss of life and loss of health and property. But interestingly enough, there's no provision for the concern for the people for their spiritual life at the onset of those crises. Yet, the help that those provide is limited to the physical problems. And there are a lot of significant spiritual problems that need to be addressed. So the result of all this is that believers are unprepared for the spiritual, mental, and emotional aspects of tragic and catastrophic events in their life. Training, specific training to prepare believers to respond from a spiritual perspective is small. We don't train people. We don't prepare people how to respond in case their house burns down, or in case a tornado destroys it, or an earthquake destroys it. We don't train people how to deal with the sudden death of a loved one. We don't have plans for people to guide their response to healing, or rather to hearing that they have a dreadful disease in their body. Now, I may have told this to some of you before, but let me repeat this. When I was in medical practice, a couple of things happened that caused me great concern. One was believers having physical problems that I couldn't understand why they had them, using biblical principles. But the one that really got me the most and has been kind of rattling around in my brain and triggered some of this study was when I would make a diagnosis of a terminal condition in a believer's body, their response was interesting. For example, I would tell a believer that I have found cancer in their body. Their response many times was no different than my non-believer patients. And I scratched my head in puzzlement. Well, what's the deal? It's almost like I gave them a sentence to hell. And yet here's a believer going to heaven. They know they're going to heaven. I've told them they have a cancer and that cancer will likely shorten their life and speed their process into hell, into heaven. Yeah. Now I know why they were so upset. Start the process into heaven, and they were shocked, and they were tearful, and they were devastated by that. And I always thought, I don't understand, I thought heaven was wonderful. I thought it was more wonderful even than anything in this life. And what happens is the absence of this kind of training communicates that the spiritual is not as important as the physical. You know, our physical is going to die and decay, barring the Lord's return. The spiritual will continue forever. And it's as though the only significant parts of the catastrophe are the physical parts. Frequently, there's no thought of God until after the fact. When I worked in the emergency room, there were times when I'd have to tell a family member of some tragedy. Some family member had come to the emergency room because their loved one was in the emergency room and had gone through tragic situations, mutilating experiences of some kind, and I had to report the bad news to the relative. And I can still hear their first two words when I finished telling them this, or even while I'm telling this. And the words were, "Oh, God." I often wondered, is that an oath or is it a prayer? I never knew. I never had the opportunity to find out. But they were given horrible news at that time, and I can remember some specific things that I had to tell people. And there seems to be no thought of God before the crisis. There's no preparation for the spiritual and the mental aspects of a crisis prior to its occurrence. We have efforts on the physical preparation, the physical recovery, and this is especially sad from the Christian community, which has the real answers for crisis events. In the spiritual realm, the goal would be to help a believer have victory when there is great emotional pressure to collapse and be non-functional. However, and let me back up and say, the curse of sin and the unrealistic view that it'll never happen to me hinders a lot of people. Remember, because of the curse of sin, it means that you and or your loved one will die by disease, trauma, suddenly through one of those, unless the Lord returns. We're all headed for death physically, and it will occur. Well, most of the people who've ever experienced these things in a sudden way never thought they'd occur. They're going along fine, and all of a sudden something happens. We cannot allow our sin-cursed logic to guide us to believe that nothing like that will ever happen to us, and therefore fail to prepare. Our usual thoughts about such events in the future, when we think about them down the road, we think either dread or work hard to prevent them and avoid them. There's very little planning on how to respond in a way that glorifies God and is therefore beneficial to the person. So believers, as a result, are unprepared to hear these kind of things. There's a lot of tragedy, a lot of tragic results when the spiritual aspects of a catastrophe are not addressed. Everything from spiritual discouragement, giving up on their faith, and even suicide, to anger, bitterness, accepting of anything that will reduce the emotions from the crisis, sinful reactions such as drug abuse and immorality, with all sorts of problems in between. In fact, our culture even puts labels on those who continue to struggle after the crisis is over. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Many times the initial response or reaction to these terrible events contributes to the poor outcomes. In a catastrophic event, there are many natural responses such as shock, grief, confusion, even physical problems, many questions arise, heavy decisions must be made, fatigue, struggles, long-term emotional responses follow. The question is, where's God? Where's God's victory in all this? And the major focus on the physical aspects of these crises ignores significant biblical principles that will help